Illinois lawmakers began the process of investigating the state's most powerful politician, State Democratic Party Chair and House Speaker Michael Madigan. It comes more than a month after federal prosecutors charged Commonwealth Edison with bribery in a scheme that implicates the speaker. Madigan denies wrongdoing and has not been charged. WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney spoke with Morning Edition host Mary Dixon to discuss whether this investigative committee has any teeth or whether this is all a Republican political stunt.
Dave, even though Madigan has not been charged, the feds allege he was central to the ComEd bribery scheme. Can you remind us of the details?
Well, late Friday, Mary, we saw developments out of the U.S. Attorney's Office. Federal prosecutors charged ComEd's former top lobbyist with bribery and conspiracy and said he spread around no-work jobs and contracts to Madigan Associates in order to help advance the company's Springfield agenda. Now, in July, ComEd itself was charged with bribery and agreed to pay $200 million to settle that case, and they pledged to cooperate in the government's ongoing probe.
So if Madigan is not facing criminal charges in this, what is this legislative committee supposed to be doing?
The committee's supposed to start meeting next week, and they could decide whether Madigan should face any sanctions. That's a first step that, in theory, could lead to expulsion from the House. But that's hard to envision, and here's why. The process favors Madigan. The committee's split evenly between Democrats and Republicans, and doing anything substantial requires a majority vote. So in other words, all tie votes on things like issuing subpoenas or potential punishment, they go the Speaker's way. I talked with the chairman of the committee, a member of Madigan's own caucus. This is Democratic State Representative Emmanuel Chris Welch.
I have never seen the Speaker engage in anything inappropriate. Every conversation I've had with him, every interaction I've had with him, he's by the book.
Still, Welch says he's keeping an open mind. And this type of panel, it's been used before to deal with federal corruption scandals involving the likes of former Governor Rod Blagojevich and former state representatives Derek Smith and Luis Arroyo.
Do we expect to hear from the Speaker himself?
Well, we know that the Republicans are eager to hear directly from him. Here's the ranking Republican on the committee, State Representative Tom Demmer.
What happened here was a light being shed on an extremely troubling set of circumstances that involve a sitting member of the House of Representatives, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, and has made people on both sides of the aisle question whether it's appropriate for him to continue in his roles.
Now, there's some legal risk for Madigan to appear before the committee, especially since the feds are known to be investigating him and his role in helping ComEd in Springfield. Now, the Speaker has recused himself from any of the committee's decision-making. Of course, anything he says under oath, that could be used against him.
Even if in the end this committee does not punish Speaker Madigan, it could still shed some light on this larger ComEd corruption scandal, no?
Yeah, it could. I mean, both Welch and Demmer say that they intend to contact U.S. Attorney John Lausch's office to see whether they can gain cooperation from the federal prosecutors. Besides Madigan, there are a lot of characters in this saga who could wind up on a potential witness list. Demmer says he's interested in hearing from Michael McClain. He's the lobbyist who acted as a consigliere to Madigan. We know the feds have sought McClain's cooperation in their Madigan probe. And then there's Jay Doherty. He's the former head of the City Club of Chicago, and he was reportedly a conduit for politically connected ComEd subcontractors. And of course, we could see current and maybe past executives with ComEd. It's not clear, though, to what extent the utility will cooperate, given that they've got this criminal charge hanging over their heads.
If Democrats don't break ranks and Madigan faces no punishment, then doesn't Madigan kind of have a point that this is just a political stunt?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if in the end this is a dead horse for the Republicans. That's because any sanctions go to the full House, and that would take a two-thirds vote there to approve them. In other words, about three dozen Democrats would need to want to punish the Speaker. And right now, those numbers, they don't exist. What we don't know is, you know, what may be uncovered by this committee. It may not remove Madigan, but I'll tell you, there are endless possibilities for ways to embarrass him.
That was WBEZ state politics reporter Dave McKinney speaking with Mary Dixon. To read more on Dave's reporting, go to WBEZ.org.